Catherine Carlock, welcome.
Hi, Audrey. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for joining us today. Now, we've talked here on this business report from time to time about the boom in apartment development after the housing market tanked during the recession. Now, a long-awaited project in downtown Winston-Salem looks like it's ready to move forward. Could you tell me a little bit about what's happening with Plant 64?
Yes. The Business Journal actually broke the story about Plant 64 2 years ago and wrote about a team of developers that are planning to come in and do this massive adaptive reuse project, a $55 million project that would take five of the oldest buildings in Winston-Salem, including one that dates back to 1916 and is believed to be the oldest surviving R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company building in existence. They want to take that Plant 64 complex. It's five separate buildings. It spans over 422,000 square feet. And they want to renovate that into a large-scale mixed-use facility, including 243 apartment units, 9,700 square feet of retail space, and about 350 parking spaces. We wrote about that project 2 years ago, and development had really kind of stalled since then. There hasn't been much activity. They've had to face a couple of hurdles along the way. But now, a lot of these hurdles have been cleared up. A building permit has been filed by the general contractor, and the developer, Chris Harrison, says that he's ready to go.
And Chris Harrison has a very interesting background. Let's talk about him for just a moment.
Chris Harrison, he actually is a former professional football player. He played for the Detroit Lions, the Baltimore Ravens, and the Minnesota Vikings in the 1990s. But after he brought that career to a close, he took a turn towards residential and commercial development. His company, the CA Harrison Companies, they really focused on revitalization of neighborhoods and adaptive reuse of buildings. They've done a lot of work up in the D.C., Richmond area, but are now coming down to Winston-Salem to really focus on Plant 64.
And is this going to bring a facelift for the east side of Winston-Salem, which really needs it?
It really will. If all goes according to plan, these Plant 64 buildings, they've been around, the oldest one since 1916. They're pretty run down. They're these really neat older historical buildings, but they're kind of an eyesore. You can see them right from 52, right from the highway. And, they're big and they're ugly. And so Chris Harrison and his team, the general contractor, Capstan Building, they're out of Birmingham, Alabama. They're really going to come in and do a huge facelift of these buildings, and something that will really pair nicely with the work that's also going on at the Wake Forest Innovation Quarter to really kind of create this mixed-use community where people can live and work and play.
Can Winston-Salem really use this many more apartments? There are other apartments that just opened recently, too.
Yes. The Winston Factory Lofts just opened their second phase recently. There's a slew of pretty large-scale apartment communities planned. Samet Corp actually has 205 units. Their Brookstown apartments planned out near the BB&T ballpark. There are developers looking at bringing more than 170 units, I think, to the Chatham Mill, that old manufacturing facility. But downtown Winston, at least, it has about 5% apartment vacancy. That's the lowest apartment vacancy rate in the triad. And really, since 2003, they've just had about 800 units come online total. All of those have been immediately absorbed. That was according to Jason Teal. He's the president of the Downtown Winston-Salem Partnership. But demand has consistently been strong for apartments in downtown Winston and in the central submarket of Forsyth County. So it's looking as though, even though there are several large-scale apartment communities planned, that the demand is there to fill up these apartment units.
So you mentioned earlier that there were still a few hurdles that the companies are facing. What are we looking at here?
The general contractor, Capstan Building, has filed a building permit for about $20.3 million. That's a little less than half of the project cost. What Harrison still needs to do before he can really get development fully underway. He has not finalized the purchase of all these buildings. Work is underway to make that happen, but that purchase has not closed yet. So obviously that's a significant step that needs to occur before development can get started. Harrison also needs to wrap up and finalize construction financing. But he says once he secures that final piece of construction financing, he'll have all the financing ready and available for development and construction to be able to move forward. And he's hoping to get both the construction financing and the buildings purchased. He's hoping to close on that within the next 30 to 60 days.
So hopefully soon we'll be seeing a new side of Winston-Salem.
Hopefully soon. If all goes according to plan, work is looking to get started probably in the next couple months.
Thank you, Catherine.
Thanks, Audrey.